Some families don't have meat on Shabbos, instead they prefer dairy. So there's a big discussion with respect to Yom Tov, whether dairy is appropriate Yom Tov or not. A Shavuos might be an exception. But what about when it comes to Shabbos? Does one have to have meat on Shabbos? Can one have a dairy meal on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Nun Siv Beis, a very small Shulchan Aruch in the Siv Beis, he says, Yarbe bebasar v'yayin u'migdanos kefi yichalta. A person should increase the amount of basar meat and wine he has and other things he enjoys according to his capability. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And it sounds like there isn't an in to have meat and wine on Shabbos. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes in Hil and Chelek Yardaya, Simen Shin Mem, Sif Aleph, in regards to Hilchos Aninus, when a person's relative dies before the Kavura. So let's say a person's an Onen on Shabbos, so Shulchan Aruch writes that an Onen eats meat and he drinks wine, since he can express any form of Aninus on Shabbos. There is no Aninus on Shabbos, since a person can bury the relative on Shabbos, so all Aninus is on hold during Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch writes he eats meat and drinks wine. So the Rama makes a very small comment there, that if he wants to eat and drink. Not that he has to, there is no obligation to eat, but if he wants to, he has the option of eating meat and drinking wine. Now it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that he's supposed to have, that we feed him meat and wine, because as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos, one should increase the amount of meat. But again, the Rama writes that there is only an option. And that's what the Shach explained as well, that in general, there is only an option. If a person wants to have meat and wine on Shabbos, but you don't have to. So maybe there's a machlokas, Shulchan Aruch Rama, whether there's a requirement to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch writes further, this is in Or Chaim, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, with respect to being Matir Nedarim. So the halacha is you're only able to be Matir Neder on Shabbos if it's Litzarech Shabbos. Such as what, says the Mechaber, if he took a neder not to eat or not to drink, so what's he supposed to do on Shabbos? So since he cannot fulfill the Suda Shabbos, you can be Matir that neder on Shabbos. So the Mishnah writes, certainly if you took a neder not to eat anything or drink anything, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's obvious that you could be Matir such a neder. But let's say he took a neder that he's not going to drink wine or eat meat. So he doesn't need to be Matir such a neder. There's plenty of other things for him to eat and drink. He could have chicken, he could have dairy, he could have bread, he could drink water. So why do you have to be Matir the neder? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can be Matir the neder since there is a mitzvah to eat meat and drink wine, you can be Matir such a neder. Again, if a person says he's not going to drink wine or eat meat on Shabbos, you can be Matir the neder on Shabbos itself. And that's based on a Tosfos in Erevin Daf Lamed Amen Beis. We see from this Mishnah Berurah that there is a mitzvah to eat meat and drink wine. Now, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes that a person should have wine at each of the three meals. So the Torah says that what the Rambam means is that you should make Kiddush at each of the three meals. So we know Friday night, we know Shabbos day, Shal Shudas we don't know. Some are makbid based on this Torah to make Kiddush even on Shal Shudas. But the Kesef Mishnah argues and says, he doesn't say anything about Kiddush. He says that one should be Koveya Yayin B'Shalosh Su'udos. Koveya Yayin doesn't mean to make Kiddush before the Shal Shudas. What it means is that one should drink wine during the course of the meal. So he says, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam understands that one should have wine at each of the three meals. Now, the Pishkei Chuvash writes that there's a big discussion whether there's simcha with regards to Shabbos or not. It's a big discussion, very interesting, this Torah to me, but many, many, many discussions about this. But the Pishkei Chuvash writes that he concludes based on Rov Achronim that there is no simcha on Shabbos, and therefore there is no obligation to drink wine, nor is there an obligation to eat meat. Only on Yantif where there's simcha, and ain't simcha el bebasar yayin, so that's where you have to have meat and drink wine. But Shabbos, there is no simcha. On Shabbos, it's all about being mechabit Shabbos. On Oneg Shabbos, it's about enjoying Shabbos. So if one enjoys meat, if one enjoys wine, so that for him, there's in it to have it. Not that he has to, but that would be something that's enjoyable to him. But if a person doesn't enjoy it, so then a person shouldn't have meat and he shouldn't have wine. You're supposed to enjoy the Shabbos Suda. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalad Sif Katan Ches with regards to a whole other area of halacha with respect to brachos, having brachos in mind. He makes a comment that people don't drink wine during the meal anymore nowadays, and therefore there's no obligation to eat it on Shabbos. So meaning that the Indian of drinking wine is something that you enjoy. So if you enjoy it during the week, so you should enjoy it in Shabbos as well. Listen, nowadays people typically don't enjoy it during the week. They don't drink wine at a typical meal. So then there is no particular inyan to drink it on Shabbos either. Now that being said, the Mishnah Berurah does make a comment in Siman Taf Kuf Chaf Tes Sif Katan Yud Aleph that l'chachila still one should drink wine during the Shabbos and Yom Tov meal. So even though nowadays many don't drink it normally during a weekday meal, there is an inyan to have it on Shabbos and Yom Tov to cover the basis of what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, that one should be mar bebasar v'yayin. Another raya is, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Beis Sif Yud, that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or let's say Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, gets pushed off, either it falls on Shabbos and pushes off to Sunday, or it actually does fall out on Sunday. So Shalosh Shittos turned out to be the Sudam Afsekes. So during that Sudam Afsekes, we don't sit on the floor, we don't have bread and ashes, we have a very nice meal, and you could even eat meat during that Shalosh Shittos, which is even though it's Sudam Afsekes. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, even though there's no obligation to eat meat on Shabbos, you still are allowed to eat it. So there Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to eat meat during any of the meals, but one would be allowed to if he wants to. So the Piskei Tshuvos in the end of the day had to be Paskin. The Piskei Tshuvos writes that one should try and have meat if he can afford it, but there is no obligation since many other fancy meals have chicken, they serve chicken in it, so a chicken would suffice as well. But he doesn't entertain the possibility of dairy. That's not even an option. He just says having meat or chicken, having a fleishik meal. But the Leket Yosher, who's a Talmud of the Tumah Tadeshin, he also says explicitly, this is quoted by the Mishnah Halachos in the Chelek Yudal Siman Reishit Ches, that one should not have dairy on Shabbos either, because Shabbos is supposed to be a fancy meal. Fancy meals is chicken or meat. And therefore one shouldn't have dairy. Now others would contend and say that you are allowed to have dairy, because the whole essence of Shabbos is oneg Shabbos, that's what you really enjoy. So in the end of the day, it goes based on what people's normal meals would be like. One person who's a vegetarian, so obviously it's not an option having meat, and there is no problem at all having milk. Yom Tov is a whole other story, but when it comes to Shabbos, so there is no inyan again dafka to have meat and yayin. It all depends on what you enjoy. If you enjoy dairy, you're allowed to have a dairy. But if one enjoys both of them, so then it's really strongly encouraged to have meat or chicken, as the Piskei Tshuvos and the Leket Yosher says. In regards to fish, the Mishnah Berurah right in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos has a whole long discussion. There's a big inyan to have fish for many, many reasons. But again, if one doesn't enjoy fish, then it's going to take away from your enjoyment in Shabbos. Then you dafka shouldn't have fish, only if you enjoy it. Some of the posts can point out, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Taf Yud Tes, Sif Katan Beis, what if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So he says a person should make an extra item of food, L'chavad Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos coming together. So you have all the regular Shabbos food, but make something extra. An extra dessert, an extra side, something extra, to just to highlight that it's Rosh Chodesh. Kaveh Chaim adds that this is also true with the Gabbos to Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, if it coincides with Shabbos. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes from many tzaddikim that they would certain foods that they would only eat on Shabbos. They wouldn't eat it during the week. So the Chassam Sofer would only eat fish on Shabbos. He would never have it during the week. He felt that maybe it takes away from the coveted oneg of Shabbos. Perhaps chicken soup could be a good example as well. But this is not really practiced because, I know, certainly in my house, but many families will have leftovers during the week. So once you're having leftovers, memela, it would you're eating Shabbos food during the week. So maybe you could have leftovers of everything except for the fish. I'm not sure many people have gefilte fish leftovers during the week. But there is such an inyan of having a certain food that's dafka eaten on Shabbos and no other time. And lastly, I just finish off with the fascinating B'nai Sascha and Shabbos. In his Chelik Shabbos Maimer Aleph Oshid Beis, he speaks about how the Koach of Shabbos has medicinal benefits. It's a certain segula in the Koach of Shabbos. But the mice, in the end of the day, that one should really, if they're able to, have a fleishik meal. It doesn't have to be meat. If one could afford the meat and enjoys the meat, that seems to be the best. But if not, certainly chicken would suffice. That's considered a fancy meal. And if one doesn't really enjoy chicken or meat, so then dairy would be allowed, again, only if he doesn't enjoy it, if he gets no oneg from meat or chicken. But if he does get oneg and he just wants to have a change, so it seems that practice is not to have dairy in that situation.